Welcome to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Lewis Allen, your host and moderator. Today, we're featuring teams from Decatur and Berrien Springs. WSJM's Academic Challenge features a scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Our program is brought to you from Signature Toyota, Hyundai, Mitsubishi, proudly hosted each week in their Signature Community Room, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors. Remember, when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. And Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics by offering a $1,000 scholarship to a Academic Challenge team senior. So first, let's meet the teams from Decatur. Your name and something that you want for Christmas.
Daniel and money.
Wow, smart guy.
Megan and another puppy. Ooh.
Nick and new guitar.
I'm Cameron and Subway gift cards.
Ooh. Excellent. And who's money the captain tonight for Decatur?
I am.
Daniel, your coach or coaches?
We have Mr. Dick here today.
All right. And from Berrien Springs, your name and something that you want for Christmas.
My name's Colton, and I'd be cool with a can of French onion soup.
Excellent.
I'm Matthew, and I just want some quality time with friends and family.
I'm Ricardo, and I want money.
I'm Alicia, and I always want more books.
Books. All right, and who's the captain tonight?
I'll be.
Matthew, and your coach tonight?
Miss Virginia Shum.
All right. So here are the basic rules. During the first and second halves, we'll announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. There's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime. I'm going to be your scorekeeper and judge, and today Bill Klein is going to be reading the questions. Bill, how you doing tonight?
Excellent. Excellent.
And what do you want for Christmas?
Oh, I want world peace.
And there's some holiday stuff happening over at the Twin City Players.
Actually, right as we're getting ready, their curtain goes up in an hour and a half for their opening night of the Miracle on 34th Street.
Excellent.
And then good show. Also, we've got the Grinch Who Stole Christmas and the Night Before Christmas coming up right afterwards. And then I'm going to be directing a play in February, Nana's Naughty Knickers, a little farcical comedy. So,
all right. Well,
lots of entertainment going on around here.
All right. Well, everybody is ready for Academic Challenge, so let's get this started. Your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
For 5 points, this retailer announced substantial doubt that it can stay in business. What is this company whose name used to grace a Chicago skyscraper?
Ricardo from Berrien Springs.
Sears.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points... It's been more than a decade since he abandoned his hit TV series and walked away from a $50 million deal. Which comic returned to TV with a stand-up special on Netflix?
Daniel from Decatur?
Seinfeld?
Incorrect.
Berrien Springs. 10 seconds. Ricardo from Berrien Springs?
Fluffy?
Incorrect. It was Dave Chappelle. For 20 points, in which country did authorities arrest a suspect in the case of bomb threats made against Jewish community centers?
Daniel from Decatur.
United States.
Incorrect.
Berrien Springs. Matthew from Berrien Springs.
United Kingdom.
Incorrect. It was in Israel. For 10 points, the Trump administration announced on March 21st that passengers from airports in 10 Muslim-majority countries would be barred from bringing what devices aboard flights?
Ricardo from Berrien Springs.
Laptops.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, the FBI recovered something that belonged to New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. What was it?
Daniel from Decatur.
His jersey.
That's correct. 10 points. For 15 points, this state has voted for the eventual winner in 14 consecutive presidential elections. What state has a governor's mansion in Bexley, although the current chief executive lives in Westerville, a personal residence for its occupant, John Kasich?
Ricardo from Berrien Springs.
Ohio.
That is correct for 15 points. For 5 points, what city will become the home to the next presidential library?
Daniel from Decatur.
Philadelphia.
Incorrect.
Berrien Springs. Matthew from Berrien Springs.
Dallas.
Incorrect. Chicago, the home of President Obama. For 15 points, his grandfather removed 3 letters from the family name so as not to be associated with an unrelated notorious religious mystic. Name this head of state.
Time.
Vladimir Putin. Must have been Putinsky Trumpster. I don't know. For 15 points, Donald Trump's modest boyhood home, in which of the 5 New York City boroughs, recently sold to a Chinese buyer for more than $2 million. We're looking for the borough.
Daniel from Decatur.
Queens.
That is correct for 15 points. For 20 points, Union Army General Philip Sheridan once said, "If I owned blank and hell, I would rent out blank and live in hell." Fill in the blank with the name of a state.
Daniel from Decatur.
Virginia.
Incorrect. Good guess.
Matthew from Berrien Springs.
South Carolina.
Texas. I would have gone Georgia, but what? For 20 points, Paul wrote to the saints in what place the words, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me"?
Colt from Berrien Springs.
Prison.
Incorrect.
Decatur. 10 seconds. Daniel from Decatur.
Mount Zion.
Incorrect. Philippi. For 15 points, you travel to Paris to hear a performance of Symphonie Fantastique, which portrays the obsessive images of a lovesick musician. As you listen, you realize that Berlioz wrote this work about whom?
Matthew from Berrien Springs.
His wife.
Incorrect.
Decatur. 10 seconds. Nick from Decatur.
His daughter.
No, incorrect. It was himself. For 20 points, the Indians of parts of the American Southwest dried mint and then inhaled the fumes while boiling it in order to get sinus relief. This worked because mint contains what crystalline alcohol?
Ricardo from Berrien Springs.
Ethanol.
Incorrect.
Decatur, 10 seconds. Daniel from Decatur.
Menthol.
That is correct for 20 points. For 20 points, demonstrate the British military salute.
Colt from Berrien Springs.
Like this?
That is correct. 20 points.
Okay.
Yeah, the British do the open palm, the Americans do a closed palm. That's the difference.
I just didn't know how to show it.
For 15 points, explain either one of the 2 main reasons why the temperature in cities is usually higher than in the surrounding countryside.
Daniel from Decatur.
There is pavement. More pavement than in rural areas.
Yeah, that's good. 15 points. There was a number of answers there.
Final. This will be your final question of the half.
For 15 points, dog breeder Jeanette Camp has 11 spaniels, 5 poodles, and 6 sheepdogs. How many of Jeanette's dogs can say that they are the same breed as another in the kennel?
Colt from Berrien Springs.
None.
Correct answer. Dogs can't talk. 15 points.
Well, that's the end of the first half of today's academic challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is Berrien Springs 65, Decatur 60. Now, on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points, and there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within the time limit. You are encouraged to consult with one another at this time, but the answer must come from the team captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions the first team could not answer. Decatur, because you're trailing by 5 points right at the moment, you have first choice of these categories, which are potpourri, solve the mystery, and 19th century. Daniel, what's your choice?
We choose 19th century.
19th century it is. And is there a setup to 19th century,
Bill? No, there
Bill?
Is not.
All right. Your 60 seconds will start once Bill reads the first question.
The discovery of what drew many people to California in 1849?
Gold.
Correct. What exile was declared the Emperor of Elba?
Pass.
Jefferson sent which private secretary on a journey of discovery?
Lewis.
Correct. Where were gas lights first used to light the entire city?
New York City.
Incorrect. Commodore Perry was credited with opening up what nation to the West?
China.
Incorrect. What crop was said to be king in the South?
Cotton.
Correct. What American was made an honorary citizen of San Marino in 1861?
Pass.
The Confederate Army surrendered at Appomattox Courthouse in what state?
North Carolina.
Incorrect. 20 years after he helped it do both, who wrote The Rise and Fall of the Confederate Government?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Answer.
Jackson.
Incorrect.
And that's time. That's three. Three. All right, Decatur, you answered three questions for a total of 30 points. That leaves seven questions. Eight questions.
Seven.
Can't do math today. Seven questions unanswered for an extra possible 70 points. Berrien Springs, your time is going to start once he reads the first question.
What exile was declared the Emperor of Elba?
Napoleon.
Correct. Where were gas lights first used to light the entire city?
Philadelphia.
London. Commodore Perry is credited with opening up what nation to the West?
Japan.
Correct. What American was made an honorary citizen of San Marino in 1861?
Oh my God. Abraham Lincoln.
Correct. Confederate Army surrendered at Appomattox Courthouse in what state?
Pennsylvania.
Virginia. Oh. 20 years after he helped it do both, who wrote The Rise and Fall of the Confederate Government?
Jefferson Davis.
Correct. Who was responsible for the unification of Germany?
Otto von Bismarck.
Correct. That's five. Four, five.
Five, all right. Berrien Springs, you answered five questions for a total of 50 points. Now, it's your turn to choose from the remaining two categories, which are potpourri and solve the mystery.
Okay, we're going to go with potpourri.
Potpourri it is. Is there a setup to this one?
No.
All right. Berrien Springs, your time is going to start once Bill reads the first question.
The heart rate of a well-trained long-distance runner who is in a resting state is increased, decreased, or the same as an untrained person?
Decreased.
Correct. Name the only musical instrument which runs on steam.
Organ.
Incorrect. The greater the chemical activity of a metal, the greater its tendency to lose electrons, or gain protons.
Lose electrons.
Correct. Although the football teams from West Point and Annapolis are rivals, both teams wear helmets of what color?
Gold.
Correct. Name the temperature scale in which the room temperature is nearly 300 degrees.
Kelvin.
Correct. Name the two rivers which make up the longest river system in the United States.
Missouri and Mississippi.
Correct. The following names are from what sort of business? The Morning Advocate, The Post, The Sun-Times.
Newspaper.
Correct. Around what did the monkey chase the weasel?
The mulberry bush.
Correct.
That's 7, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right, Parent Springs, you answered 7 questions for a total of 70 points. And that leaves 3 unanswered questions for Decatur. And your time, Decatur, will start once Bill reads the first question.
Name the only musical instrument which runs on steam.
Pipe organ.
Nope. Calliope. Name a seafood that is obtained by raking.
Kelp.
Incorrect. Oysters or clams. What popular cologne is also the name of a sport?
Polo.
Correct. That's correct. 10 points.
That's 10 points. All right, Decatur, that's an extra 10 points for you for answering the first question. And that ends our 60-second round. We'll check the scores and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is Berrien Springs 185, Decatur 100. It's time now to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. First, from Decatur, Daniel, what's happening in Decatur?
Well, there's actually a lot happening now. The play Waking Sleepy Hollow will be performed both Saturday and Sunday on the Raider stage. Both the men's and women's basketball season has started, with wins for men's and women both being picked up this week. The Science Olympiad team is practicing for their regular tournament. The Holiday Band concert will be 7 p.m. on December 15th. The National Honor Society is raising funds for the California trip in April by selling pies, hams, and other assorted goods for Christmas. And that is pretty much it for Decatur.
Who's the headless horseman?
Pass.
And Matthew from Berrien Springs, what's happening there?
Greetings from Berrien Springs High School. Winter sports are underway and going strong. We are looking forward to a great winter sports season. We would like to thank a shout-out to the Lakeshore Engine Build Club, made up of 5 former Berrien Springs students that will be competing in Indianapolis for SEMA. Good luck, boys, returning to bringing home another championship. On Wednesday, December 13th, we will be holding our district art fair at the high school, followed by the holiday band concert. Come out and join us for an evening of great art and music. Join us at the Howard Performing Arts Center on the campus of Andrews University for our holiday choir concert. This will be a fantastic evening of song for the whole family. Finally, we would like to thank Berrien Springs Public Schools, Lakeshore Schools, Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors, Jonah Madonna from State Farm Insurance, Signature Toyota for housing, and the radio stations of WSJM FM 94.9 for sponsoring this event. We'd like to thank everyone. Happy holidays and safe driving.
All right. Well, we've got no substitutions. So let's start the second half of today's academic challenge between Decatur and Berrien Springs. Your time's going to start once Bill reads the first question.
For 20 points, the traders at the New York Merck use a type of Saudi crude oil for its benchmark price. This crude oil is known by what name?
Colt from Berrien Springs.
Black gold.
Incorrect.
Decatur? Nick from Decatur.
Dow Jones.
Incorrect. It's light sweet crude. For 15 points, faculae are bright regions near the limb of what?
Daniel from Decatur.
Stars.
Incorrect.
Berrien Springs.
A nebula.
I'm sorry?
A nebula.
Incorrect. It's the sun. For 20 points, what playwright, poet, and novelist do the Swedes regard as their greatest writer?
Daniel from Decatur.
Shakespeare.
Incorrect.
Berrien Springs. Colt from Berrien Springs.
Steven Spielberg.
Good guess. Johann August Strindberg. Okay.
Of course.
A math question for 15 points. Find the side of an equilateral triangle whose area is equal to the combined areas of 2 equilateral triangles with sides of 9 and 12.
Repeat that one more time, Bill.
Find the side of an equilateral triangle whose area is equal to the combined areas of 2 equilateral triangles with sides of 9 and 12.
I'm already confused.
I was confused with this first one.
Nick from Decatur?
If it's equilateral triangles, it can't be 9 and 12, right?
Incorrect.
Parian Springs, 10 seconds. Time.
I have no idea how you do this. The answer is 15. For 20 points, name the donut-shaped region where the Earth's magnetic field traps and wards off powerful radiation from space.
Daniel from Decatur.
Asteroid belt.
Incorrect.
Parian Springs.
Oh, my bad.
Matthew from Parian Springs.
The ozone layer.
The magnetosphere. I thought that was an X-Men. I don't know. For 15 points, why were the Germans who settled in Pennsylvania called the Pennsylvania Dutch?
Matthew from Parian Springs.
They spoke Dutch as their language.
Incorrect.
Daniel from Decatur.
Because Germany was called Deutschland at the time.
Cannot give you that one. The answer is because the English mispronounced Deutsch, which was Deutschland. So they went Dutch, you know. Okay. For 20 points, identify the flower whose name comes from the Latin for little dagger and the small sword Roman gladiators carried into the arena.
Daniel from Decatur.
Tulip.
Incorrect.
Decatur, or Parian Springs. Matthew from Parian Springs.
Hydrangea.
Incorrect. We should have had this one for Coloma. The gladiola. For the gladius and the gladiola. A math question. Here we go. For 20 points. Find the inverse function for x paren x, close paren, equals 5x cubed plus 1.
You want to repeat the...
Find the inverse function for f paren x close paren equals 5x cubed plus 1.
Daniel from Decatur.
Negative 5x cubed plus 1. Plus 1.
Incorrect.
Parian Springs. Time.
Well, there was two answers. X equals 1/5 y minus 1 to the 1/3 power, or x equals the cube root of 1 over 5 y to the minus 1.
Okay.
That's why I went into law. For 15 points, the names of two Australian states include the word south. Identify both of them.
Ricardo from Parian Springs.
The Southwestern Territory and Southeastern Territory.
Incorrect. Yes.
Decatur, 10 seconds. Time.
South Australia and New South Wales. For 20 points, who was the first Pittsburgh Pirate elected to the Hall of Fame?
Daniel from Decatur.
Hank Aaron.
Incorrect.
Parian Springs, 10 seconds. Time.
I think the Tigers just signed this guy. Honus Wagner. For 15 points, Chicago's School of Economic Thought is associated with which conservative who once taught at the University of Chicago?
Matthew from Parian Springs.
Ronald Reagan.
Incorrect.
Decatur.
I guess so.
10 seconds. Daniel from Decatur.
Ben Carson.
Incorrect. It was Milton Friedman. All right.
Then this could be your final question.
Oh, the final question? Well, then we're going to go right to a bigger question. Oh, these are all four. Oh, come on. Oh, here we go. I don't know if I should. For 15 points, a good gulp of hot whiskey at bedtime. It's not very scientific, but it helps. Which Scottish bacteriologist gave this advice on treating the common cold, which today remains incurable, although many other diseases are successfully treated with the antibiotics he discovered?
Time.
And we've got a hot toddy right over here. Alexander Fleming.
Well, that does it. That's the end of today's academic challenge match. We're going to tabulate the scores and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 185-100 is the team from Berrien Springs. Congratulations.
Good game.
Berrien
Good
Springs. Well, thank you all for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge. Our program is brought to you from the Signature Community Room at Signature Toyota, Hyundai, Mitsubishi on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors, remember, when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lake Shore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders, and Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting local high school academics. Again, next week at the same time, South Haven and New Buffalo go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.